Let's go, man. Nate the Great. Let's go, man. Come on. It made me mad to know the Haitians can't come to Florida. I feel sad to see them get sent back across the water. Cause we live in a dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's supposed to be freedom for every human being. When the Cubans swim enough to touch the ground, America open up her arms and say, come home now. But every time that Haitian feet touch that ground, the only thing you see is Coast Guard circling them around. Handcuffing them up, putting them on the back of a truck and onto some boat, then wishing them good luck. This government get these Cubans grants and loans and scholarship for their kids' schools and build them new homes. Even African Americans who've been living here for so long ain't never get a Visa card with 20 G's, dog. Only thing we ever got from what Black history tell me is a nice obituary and a couple of felonies. Yeah, I write like this cause of negative motivation. A new millennium Malcolm X fighting hard for my Haitians. Real educated though, with the heart of a Zoe. It's clear to see that white folks only care about dough.
That's right.
It's the land of the brave and the home of the free. To me, this the land of the slaves that'll soon be free. It's house brothers like Puffy that need to quit it. All that publicity stunting, all that voter die shit. Knowing deep down inside he really voted for Bush. Cause his tax bracket is the opposite of us. See, we the poor at the bottom like a submarine. Hard to get to like them people in New Orleans. And me and Man Mars come like every 10 years. But another 10 years might don't be no brothers here. That's why them white folks call this the inner city.
Why,
but they don't want none of us Black folks in the city. Man, I'm serious, dog, homie. Y'all gotta feel me. Cause if I get too sharp, they gon' send some ninjas to kill me.
Words
cost, no doubt they'll bill me. And if I was worth something, them crackers probably steal me. Hold my ass for ransom and write Louis Farrakhan. They want $100 billion, so they cutting out my tongue. That's why it's sad.
Sad because our present
sad
reminds us of our past.
Sad.
I wonder if our future would be any different from the rest.
It's sad.
Sad because our present
sad
reminds us of our past.
Sad.
I wonder if our future would be any different from the rest.
People ask me all the time why Nate the Great ain't got a deal. I say I do got a deal. I got a deal with God.
Amen.
I'm on my knees dealing with him now, but time's still hard.
Amen,
I say
bro.
Thank you and please Allah and come from my heart.
Woo.
To all my NFL buddies with these football camps. Treating kids like little puppets, have them running around the ramps, jumping through the corns and catching the ball. But the only thing you really doing, dog, is helping them fall. Think about it, man. The physical is too much action. In the hood, mentally, to me, that's just a distraction. A lot of these kids can't read, write, spell, or type. As long as they got a little speed and can run their routes right, you always joke to them and throw a ball to them. See, I just spoke to them and even tried to tutor them.
Yes,
you got them dreaming of living with big ass stacks. But in reality, half these kids can't pass the FCAT.
That's right.
But if a couple of y'all players put y'all funds together, join the Black communities, we can have computers available. Education plus self-esteem will help them discover how to delete Black on Black crime and love one another. That's why it's sad.
Sad because our present
sad
reminds us of our past.
Sad.
I wonder if our future would be any different from the rest.
It's sad. It's
sad because our present
sad
reminds us of our past.
Sad.
I wonder if our future would be any different from the rest.